Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury. Welcome to this ASI cast. Richard Marks, ASI's research director, has a chat with Bas de Vos, the chief executive of SKO in the Netherlands, to find out how the video data integration project is going and how the cooperation between the various industry research bodies is progressing within the media house. Richard.
Great. Well, welcome, Bas, to the ASI cast. Firstly, can you just remind us of the objectives of the video data integration project that you're going to be speaking about in Venice?
Yeah, sure. The end goal basically is to have a total overview of video consumption, which is TV and offline, online, of course, in the Netherlands. But in reality, of course, we are building that step by step. So we will not have a final or definitive solution, but it will be a step-by-step approach. What we probably will start with is the broadcasters' online content and the broadcast and non-broadcast publishers' advertising, so pre-rolls and mid-rolls. Then we will add in online-only content and hopefully within time also the reach of YouTube, Popcorn and other video services. And the last stage will... And that will probably align in terms of timing with the last phase, including YouTube video campaigns, and if possible, RGB and programmatic campaigns. And we're doing that by building a what we call hybrid factory that gets input from panel data on one hand and census data on the other hand. And by that, we hope to deliver accurate numbers, but also accurate profiles and reach estimates.
So what strikes me about your particular project is the width and the scope of it, given that you are, as you've just said, going far beyond just broadcaster content and advertising related to broadcasters, but actually attempting, as you've said, a wider online video measurement. Your paper is intriguingly titled, Did We Do It? I don't want to spoil the surprise for Venice, but how confident are you that the system will be up and running by November the 6th when you give your paper?
And that's an intriguing question too, of course. I'm confident that we can show numbers at the conference because there is a system up and running, which is now being tested and tweaked by us and the people at Kantar. But it is an enormously complex project. So we need to tweak and test data and look into data and then optimize it before we get a sign off to delivery to market later this year. And that date is still to be announced. It's an extremely new project that not only asks a lot of research questions and research answers to be provided, but it also asks some fundamental discussions on what are we reporting on programs, on publishers and on campaigns for offline and on online. So those topics make it even more complex and asking for more discussions and answers to be given by us and by our shareholders, of course. So that's why the We Do It question mark is still up.
Mm. So it'd be intriguing to see where you've got to by this time next month. You mentioned, obviously, that it's a hybrid approach. There's a number of moving parts and sources of data in the system. I mean, put simply, what are the various elements and data sources that you are tasked with tying together? Where does the data come from?
It's a couple of what we call census projects on the one hand, or total measurements, basically player-based measurements. So having implementations of, for instance, ComScore measurement techniques in the players of all broadcasters and also from Sanoma, which is a non-broadcasting participant in this project. So that is census or total measurement of plays of content, video content on the one hand. Then we have a project which takes a little bit more time to get access to data from the cable companies, not for their television data, but for their online delivery of live streams. So you can see a live stream on Liberty Global players in the Dutch households. So we are getting access to that data step by step. And the last one, and that is maybe the most complex one, is having census data, total counts of online commercials being played out. And that is mainly pre-rolls, mid-rolls, and end-rolls, which are being distributed. And that's the last census project that should deliver accurate numbers in terms of playout per campaign, per publisher, per device. That's census. And then on the other hand, TNS, Nipo, and Kantar have been building an online panel, which now is around 4,500 people within homes. And that online panel measures all devices for all the household members. So it's sort of single source in terms of online measurement. That should deliver, of course, profiles, reach estimates, etc. And then those two elements, so online panel and census projects, go into data integration, which is the most complex part of it. Data integration is supposed to get or to align numbers from the census and profiles and reach estimates from the online panel, delivering basically some sort of a data set based on panel, which is being calibrated to census. So delivering accurate numbers based on minutes from the census, but also delivering accurate profiles based on the panel.
Mm. Now, we've, in a separate podcast, we interviewed Justin Sampson from Barb, and we asked him a similar question, which is, how much do you share experiences and approaches with other industry bodies in other countries, other TVGICs? Is there some degree of shared experience, or is this entirely new territory for all of you?
We try, and I think that goes for all of us, try to be as open as possible on all the things we encounter during building these factories. So we share insights with our colleagues everywhere as much as possible, and of course, especially with our friends at Barb and MMS and AGF. And we also participate in for instance, a ECTA working group that's called the Currency Working Group, which discuss these kind of projects around Europe and maybe around the globe, to try to, of course, learn from challenges everybody is facing and possible solutions you can share.
And also, as well as TVGICs, there's the element to which measuring online video brings you into the area of internet audience measurement, where I think initially, going back 4 or 5 years or even longer, there was a feeling that internet audience measurement was almost like a separate measurement, whereas in your case, measuring all online video, how do you align yourselves with what may be going on in internet audience measurement in Holland? Is that laid out?
Yes, it's even so that we have we co-own the online media panel with the industry body for online in the Dutch market. So within the same panel, we are now setting up measurement for visits to websites and the apps and those things. So we co-own the project together with the online industry body, where maybe, as you say, 5 years ago, those were two separate, far away institutes. We now officially have a contract together with them, with TNS.
I think that makes a lot of sense. You also, in the last 2 years, I think, have moved into the what you call the media house, which is the an initiative to have the other GICs, I think the print and audio GICs, working closer together. Can you talk a little bit about how that works and how successful you feel that's been?
Life is good living in the media house. It's the industry measurement bodies, but it's also the Association of Advertisers and the promotional organizations. So Spot and the RAB are in. And the good news is that also the Association of Media Agencies has announced to join the media house. And the primary objective was to stimulate a cooperation, which in my opinion was already quite okay. But especially in the area where we are now, and it's such a complex environment, and there need to be discussed a lot of complex issues. And then these close lines also with advertisers and with the media agencies have proven already to be extremely valuable and probably will prove to be valuable in the next couple of months. So it's really useful to share a coffee at the coffee machine in the morning and being able to share your worries and discuss those kind of things.
Now, I think it's a great initiative. I have subtly suggested it in the UK, but I can't say there's been a massive response yet. People start talking about rental agreements and things like that. But I do think it's a great initiative. And we're very much looking forward to hearing your paper on Friday afternoon in Venice. So I think we slightly overrun our time. So I will now hand back to Mike and say thanks, Bas, and we'll see you in Venice.
Thanks very much.
You've been listening to an ASI cast, our regular series of interviews and chats, available at the ASI website at asiconferences.com.